Thank you for joining us and welcome to another edition of Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. And if you're just learning about this show, please know that we're on the air for you by bringing on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases, entertain. Now, our goal for each show is to bring answers and options to making your lives happier, healthier, and more successful. And remember, if you can't listen live, go to our website at answers.network and browse through a variety of heartfelt and enlightening topics. I'm confident there is something you will find to bring greater joy to your life. Now, I also have a favor to ask. Please forward at least one of our shows to your social media group and to someone you know who can benefit from a particular subject. This is one powerful way that we can make a positive influence in the world together. Now, our question for today is, why are many scientists looking to the past for the future of medicine? Well, bringing us answers, our guest will share her story as well as that of some of her clients who have achieved incredible levels of healing. Gail Lynn is the author of Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing and the creator of The Harmonic Egg, which is giving thousands of people new hope for a quality of life they never imagined. Gail, welcome to Answers Network.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Well, I am too. And I love the fact that we got a chance to chat a little bit off the air. But one of the things I think I'd love to have you start with is to talk about, or kind of before we talk about the new book, which I think is great, and I'm reading it right now. Before we talk about that and the harmonic egg, share a little of your story that got you into energy medicine.
Oh, boy. So I know we have limited time. So growing up in the Detroit area, I came from an engineering background. And then I knew that there was more to life than, you know, Henry Ford and the automotive industry. So I moved to Texas, got involved in the telecom industry and started doing international business, ended up marrying a shaman and just we traveled the world, went to Peru. He asked me for a divorce in Peru. My life is, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, but overcoming adversities, I wouldn't change a thing. I love my life. I love who I am. I love who I've become. And then I moved on to Hollywood. And so after this, you know, really competitive careers in automotive and then telecom, mm-hmm. and international business and traveling, and then making a film in Hollywood, you know how hard that is. Mm-hmm. I found myself in severe cardiovascular stress with a diagnosis of, you know, on the verge of an instant heart attack at 37 years old.
Wow.
Had to make some changes. Mm-hmm. And I had experienced migraine headaches when I was 17 years old until I was about 37, 38. And Western medicine had failed me on so many levels because migraine headaches are really hard to find what the root cause is. And I'm one of those people that always look for what is the root cause? What is my body trying to tell me? And for 23 years, I couldn't figure out this migraine headache. What I've now come to learn is it's dysautonomia, which is an imbalance in the autonomic nervous system. But it could also be parasites, heavy metals, mm-hmm. a viral load, a non-rashing shingles virus that can cause migraine headaches. So a lot of things. So I knew that I needed to turn to something alternative, but in my engineering mind, wasn't sure that I even believed in this stuff because I'm very skeptical. Mm-hmm. And so I found a sound and light chamber through a series of very much serendipities. There are no accidents, right?
Right.
And after a weekend of sessions, which were, you know, four sessions, my autonomic nervous system was in complete balance. The severe cardiovascular stress had cleared, and that launched me onto this whole path of what is sound and light therapy? And if we're vibrational beings of light from God, from source, from creator, why aren't we healing with sound and light?
Yeah. Now, I couldn't agree more. And it's interesting that because of the connection with migraines, one of my first connections into energy medicine was when my son, who at the time would have been about maybe 12, 13, was having migraines. And the conventional medicine said, put him on these drugs, which then just made him sluggish. You know, it just masked the pain, and it also made him a different person. And it wasn't until finding a really good energy healer that he was able to go to that all of a sudden they were able to deal with it. And now, and to this day, he doesn't have the migraines, which is, you know, what, 15 years later. But that was my first introduction to, you know, there are a lot of other options and ways to go. And I had heard about it before, but it was like, well, that's kind of woo-woo, right? You know, and but my journey since then has really opened my eyes, and which is one of the reasons why I love having you on here, because I love the idea of opening many people's eyes to so many other ways in which they can get help.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you found that out. I mean, we tend to take these drugs that numb us out, change our personality. They suppress the proper functioning of the autonomic nervous system. And that is our whole, the whole means of us being able to heal is being in balance.
Yeah, absolutely. So share with us some of the ways that energy medicine can help us that you've come across with some of your clients, either in your practice or within utilizing the egg?
Great question. So everything's energy. And so what I see with the egg is it's a consistent and repeatable device. So I like it because I am a Scorpio. I can be very negative sometimes. My mom was very negative. And so I find myself becoming my mother, as we all should recognize in ourselves. Some of us don't. And so I feel like the egg raises our vibration. And if you follow David Hawkins' work, Power mm-hmm. versus Force, and he talks about we raise our frequencies, and those frequencies are that of love and happiness and joy. And what I've discovered in all the research I've done is anger, hate, negativity, it attracts disease to our body. It's almost like a wavelength, and it's attracting those diseases. And so herpes and different cancers can be attracted to the body in a negative state. Yeah. But if you stay in that place of love, and with the harmonic egg, it's a musical chamber, relaxation chamber that uses sound and light in a resonance. And so you go in there and it raises your vibration. It helps you to tune into your body, which we don't do. We go to a doctor and we say, what's wrong with us? What do I do? Instead of saying, let me listen to this pain. Let me sit in silence. Let me tune into my higher self. And let me ask my body, what is this message? And so I think we need to change and empower the clients.
Yes. And, you know, I've got an idea. So for everybody out there, our viewers and our listeners, if open up another window, obviously don't close this one, but if you go to www.harmonicegg.com, so it's HARMONICEGG.com, you can open up another window and you can see a picture of what Gail is talking about right now. Because I know a lot of us with our imagination, we're imagining, wow, what does this thing look like? So now you can open up another window and you can sort of follow along while we're talking about this. So it's interesting you brought up as far as the negativity of things, because I'm trying to think of who it was I was having the conversation with, but we were going through some statistics and it was talking about how, you know, our brains were initially set up to respond much better and much more frequently to negativity when we needed that to survive. You know, so as early humans, you had to be aware of every potential negative thing that could happen, or you got eaten by something. or worse. So from that standpoint, you know, we can kind of see, okay, how, why were we created this way? But now it appears as though it's been hijacked and used by, you know, commercialism and political, you know, progress in their mind of going in one direction or the other, you know, in so many different ways. They're studying the brain to figure out how they can get their thing going. In fact, I think what was this, the movie, The Social Network, that was on Netflix, really talked about how they are going in and utilizing this. So what I envisioned as I was reading your book and learning about the egg is, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like we're kind of reversing it. So we've got all of this stuff coming in, and now you're going, wait, let's fill it with something that is so much better. Am I reading this correctly?
Yes, and there's a lot of modalities coming out now that are lifting the veil and helping us to clear that trauma from the cellular memory so we can see the truth. We can see how we're being manipulated, how we're being programmed. It's so beautiful. And so I see people now and I look at them and I can see their energy and see where they are. Are they in love? Are they in fear? And a lot of times I'll speak to them and they are doing Reiki. They are doing sound and light therapies. They are doing these things to lift the veil so that we can see and we can tune into and empower ourselves to be responsible for our own health and be responsible for our own life. We create our own reality. I have created the most beautiful reality manifested. And, you know, who would think that a little girl from Detroit, in a, raised in a blue collar environment, could do this? Anybody can do it. It's about manifesting. It's about raising your vibration, putting yourself in the right environment, because you can't heal if you're going to go and do some detoxing, but you're going to go back and live in the same moldy house. You're going to keep getting the mold. It's the same with relationships. If you are going to try to heal your self-esteem and your confidence issues, but go back into a relationship that is depleting you and belittling you, you know, you're fighting against yourself.
Mm-hmm. We've got a question that's coming in, and this one reads, in the last 10 years, I have purchased and consistently used a range of sound instruments from tuning forks to gongs, as well as light and color devices. I do believe they have helped me greatly. I am very interested in your book and would like to know more about the harmonic egg and how it works. And this is from Amber in California.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we're not going to talk about it on the show, but you can read the book. It's great. We talk about a lot of references of the efficacies of sound and light therapies from so many different doctors have talked about how the beautiful expressions of hope that it's created for their clients, from, you know, Parkinson's to allergies, asthma. When you bring the nervous system back into balance, the body doesn't know disease by name. The body can heal. We believe if we break a bone, it's going to heal. We believe if we cut ourselves, it's going to heal. And we've been so hoodwinked into believing that we can't heal from certain things.
Well, now share some of the ways in which the sound and the light can heal the body and what each one does, because I believe there's some differences of what each one can do. And then let's talk about how taking all of these things together, how you've been able to put that together, because that's what I think is the most different. I mean, in other words, I've looked into sound and I've gone and had sound baths and I do infrared light. And so I'm told what that is supposed to do. And I come away pretty well. But what has intrigued me so much is that you've combined these things and more to really help the body and the mind in such a great way. So if you can share in a way that the us laymen could understand, how does this all come together and what does each one do?
I'm a layman as well. You know, I'm an engineer, but I'm also a layman. So there's some really easy ways to explain it. So if you look at each organ in your body like an orchestra, and everything has to play nicely together. You know, when you hear an orchestra, if someone is off tune, it's hard to hear. So what I've been studying is Kay Gardner's work, Sounding the Inner Landscape. She's now passed, but she was so brilliant in identifying different waveforms of different instruments. So the waveform of a flute we're finding is working really well with the liver. The waveform of the piano works with balancing the autonomic nervous system. And if you look at these waveforms, it's a similar to an EKG of your heart on the piano. Then you look at the waveform of a drum, and we did pre and post live blood analysis and seeing that there's more white blood cells after listening to drumming music. And so what I wanted to create is Edgar Cayce's consciousness. And Edgar Cayce was the sleeping prophet, such a beautiful soul that was on this planet a long time ago. And he said, if somebody could bring together the spiritual forces of sound and the spiritual forces of light, and I'm paraphrasing, it would be a great modality for the future. So what I love is bringing together those two spiritual forces and then in a resonant chamber. So you are inside of a chamber that you're not, you're immersed in the 360 of healing, but it's not dissipating into the ether. So it's not just going out into a big room or out into the, you know, the earth. It's staying in there. So it's this wah, wah, and it's this beautiful immersion of music. And we've specifically designed the music so it's not synthesized. You get nature sounds that are the pure nature sounds. So when the bird is singing, you know that bird is taking a breath. And in that silence is where the healing's happening. Or a flutist is taking a breath. It's not synthesized. You can't synthesize a bird when they're going to take a breath. So I wanted to create water sounds. And we're finding that water sounds are very helpful for PTSD. So we have a lot of veterans that come in. And in speaking to their families, they say, oh my gosh, my father comes over to my house to sit in the backyard to listen to the fountain. And so they're seeing how it is true. And their father knew that this was helpful for him, maybe on a subconscious level, but water sounds are really helpful for PTSD. We have specific song selections for specific intentions or ailments, if you will. Mm-hmm. And each of the center owners are trained to know what to do to help you set your intention, what music, what colors. And then you go into the chakras. When there's an imbalance in a chakra, say the root chakra, we found that drumming and red light bring that back into balance. An example of a root chakra imbalance could be anything that does that has to do with our senses, teeth, eyes, hearing, even knee issues moving forward, you know, walking. A lot of things that have to do with an imbalance in the root chakra can be brought back into balance with drumming and red light. And I can go up the chakras. I've laid it out all in my book. You can do sound and light therapy at home just by playing with colors at home, by eating the rainbow of food, by wearing certain colors of jewelry or clothes. My office is blue for a reason. I love your blue background today. It's very calming, very relaxing. And so you can surround yourself with color and really tune into what you need for the day. And my whole closet is color coded from red to purple. And I decide what I want to wear that day based on how I feel.
I love it. Now, you mentioned something that I caught that had to do with some sort of a deficiency in our senses. So for instance, you know, I have a friend who's starting to feel like they're losing hearing. And there isn't anything specifically that's occurring. Although it may have something to do with, you know, stress or whatever, you know, that they're going through. Is there a particular chakra or a particular color that works best for hearing?
I would work on the root chakra, drumming music and red light. Anything that's hearing related could also be a viral load on the body. I had a gentleman interview me on CNTV, I believe, and he was deaf. It was really crazy to have somebody who's deaf be an interviewer. He was brilliant, but he went deaf, and he had 10 kids, so maybe that was a good thing.
Wow.
After, after doing the harmonic egg, he said he could scratch on his shirt, on his shoulder, and he could start to hear. He could hear that, wow, which he couldn't before. But, you know, having 10 kids, you might be good to be deaf, right?
It's be careful what you wish for.
Right.
Okay. So when you say the root chakra, is that in the root of our teeth, or, I mean,
good where? Question. So yeah, not everybody knows this. So root chakra is where your sex organs are. And then okay. You can go up the body. So that's red. Sacral chakra is around where your belly button is. That's an orange color. And mm-hmm. there's things to do with, you can look at where the chakra is located and kind of see what organs it will affect. Then you go up the body to the center of the chest, which is your solar plexus chakra, which is yellow, bringing back into, and it's your self-empowerment and, you know, and things like that. The heart chakra is green. Then the throat chakra is a blue. And then you have a third eye chakra that goes up to the middle of your brow, which is an indigo purple color. And then the crown chakra is the kind of right above the head, above your crown. And that's a purple. So it's really interesting. Those are the seven main chakras that Eastern medicine talks about and uses. And even in ancient Greece and Egypt, they've been using color and sound therapy for maybe 40,000 years.
So someone, again, so if they're losing hearing, they might work on, you know, on a particular chakra. If someone, you know, or even like vision, you know, I started wearing glasses at 46 years old. But over the last maybe 6 or 8 years, I've actually gone backwards I lost my glasses. And so I had to go use my old ones. And when I used my old ones, I could see better. So what I realized, so then I went back in and they said that your eyes have actually improved since the last time you were in. So I was great. So my old glasses, so I don't need to get new glasses. My old ones are actually working better. But so from that. So
that's a lot of times the third eye chakra for vision. So the third eye chakra, purple. So
that would be up here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And also you want to look at when your vision starts to get blurry, and as a lot of people did during COVID, what don't you want to see? So there's also an emotion behind it, you know? And of course, a lot of us didn't want to see what was happening to our world. We didn't want to see how people were having babies in hospitals without their husband because they couldn't come in, or their loved ones were passing away in hospitals and they couldn't go and be with them for their last breath. There's a lot of things we didn't want to see. So it affected our vision as a society.
Wow. I didn't even think of that part. And then I think in the book you mentioned, is there like a best way to remember the chakras for those of us that aren't writing it down or for those that are driving?
Yeah. I do a little how to remember the chakras on my website. It's 10 cubs, but it'll take me a while to explain it. But it's a cute little way to remember where the chakras are located for sure.
Okay. Now, is that on the same website that I just spoke about a little bit ago? Okay. So, and again, for those of you that are driving, don't feel bad that you didn't get a chance to write that down. Don't do anything that's not safe. I will make sure that that's on our website, on the answers.network website. I'll make sure that website is there also so that you can go and get a little more information. So we had another question that came in, questions and comments. So this one reads, I had been going to a naturopathic doctor who during the pandemic had me send a picture of myself to them and claimed to be able to, and it's in quotes, clear me of childhood traumas as well as diagnose me as having heavy metals, mold, and Lyme disease over the phone. Does this sound right to you? And if so, please explain how that is done. And that's from Hopeful in California.
I had a very hard time with remote and distant sessions because I couldn't fit it into my engineering brain. So it's a great question. and everything is energy. So during COVID, we started remote sessions in the Harmonic Egg, and we started to see time and time again, we had a little autistic boy who was very active and very challenging for the center owner. So she had the parents just send her a picture of the child, and he was a nonverbal autistic child. And the father was an attorney. The mother was very much into energy work. So you mm-hmm. can see the dichotomy there. And after the child finished a remote session, his first words sitting on his father's lap, remember that he's an attorney, mm-hmm. powerful egg. And wow. his father looked at him and said, "What did you say?" He said, "Powerful egg." It was his picture in the egg, 4 hours away from where he lived. And even the practitioner smelled, what she smelled was, how did she describe pickles? The vinegary smell. Yeah. The mom smelled the same thing coming off the kid at her home after the remote session. So everything is energy, but I will tell your listener to just also tune into her own body. Does that feel right? Mm-hmm. And empower yourself to tune into your own body, because we have to be discerning when we go to a lot of these healers, because their energy can get, we're humans, right? Their energy can get fired up in it. There's a story of a healer who was working on a child who said that the child had parasites. So they basically poisoned the child's body with a parasite cleanse, but really the machine picked up the mother's energy. The mother had the parasites. And so because they were in close proximity of their energy field, that was picked up from the machine of the mother, not the child. So they really poisoned the child's body for no reason.
Okay. And I'm guessing that that could also happen in reverse, where you have the mother that's taking their child somewhere and they're finding it in the child and then later finding it in the parent. You know, so they're picking up on it that way, and it may not necessarily have been in the secondary person. Mm-hmm. Is that what I hear Correct. You saying?
Yes. Wow. And there's a lot of empathetic healers. There's a lot of complications, let me say, with group healing, because you have a bunch of people in a group, like John of God used to do, and all, mm-hmm. everybody's releasing all their stuff, and the empaths are picking it up. So I like to have the consistent and repeatable machine, if you will, of the Harmonic Egg, where it's not influenced by a human who might have had a bad day. And I have a lot of shamans that used to come, a lot of healers. My old practice was called Healing the Healers Center. And they would come, and I really gave a lot of gratitude to them, because if they were having a bad day, they would cancel their clients and come in and say, "I need a session because I can't work on people with integrity right now because I'm not in a good place."
That is a great point. I want to touch on that a little bit more because I know that we do get people that are not only very interested in this for themselves, but also that want to help other people. So let's come back to that. We're going to take a break. But for everybody out there, again, this is a good time to contact somebody else that you think can benefit from this. Have them tune in. Or if you haven't already gone to harmonicegg.com to open up another window, do so now. We'll be right back. You're listening to or watching Answers Network.
Founded over 30 years ago to meet the needs of families in crisis, Westshield has continually focused on resolving issues that negatively impact families and businesses. Our signature therapeutic transportation service helps to ensure that adolescents in crisis are safely transported to specialized schools, programs, and treatment centers with unsurpassed experience and success. We are supported by our full-service licensed investigation agency that has legally, professionally, and compassionately located hundreds of runaways and teens. We are experienced and qualified to help, offering solutions which may include referrals to our international network of top professionals in the fields of educational consulting, psychology, psychiatry, and investigations. Simply put, Westshield Adolescent Services and Westshield Investigations are the best solutions when your family is facing a personal crisis. Call 1-800-899-8585 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 1-800-899-8585 or visit our website at westshield.com. Thank you.
And we're back. We are speaking with Gail Lynn, and we are talking about her book, Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing, and about the harmonic egg. Now, when we took a break, we were talking a little bit about healing the healer. And I think that's something that's really important. In fact, I used to do a class in nonviolent crisis intervention, but it was for people that were working with at-risk youth. But one of the areas that we touched on was take care of yourself. Make sure that you are doing the things, because you're not going to be as good for them if you just keep taking on everybody else's stress and you don't have any release point for yourself. So share a little bit about that and some of the things that can be done for those people that are, I mean, they can be first responders. They can be anyone who's focused on helping others.
Yes. We were actually called Healing the Healers Center, and we had first responders. I remember one firefighter here in the Colorado area. They had the worst fire in the city's history, and I won't name the city because I don't want her to feel uncomfortable, but literally apartment buildings that didn't have the right fire water sprinkler systems. All the apartments were burning. She said people were in there screaming. They were on fire. She was jumping through windows. You're not supposed to do that, apparently. But people were screaming for help, and she was trying to help as many as she could. Had nightmares after that, which I can't even imagine what she went through. But after three sessions, she actually had me come in and speak to all the different counties of firefighters about how this modality helped her to release that trauma and to get back to a place of neutrality, because that would be major PTSD. I've had healers, shamans who have come to me and said, you know, I went down to Mexico. I ended up getting a tattoo, and the gentleman's name was Witch. And I came back and feel like I'm full of this really negative energy that I need to clear. I can't work on my clients with this energy. So everything is energy. We have to be really discerning and really careful who we let work on us, let us touch our bodies. And I think that this world right now is coming into this new place of energy medicine, the frequency medicine, the medicine of the future, as people are calling it. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing to play with. It can be dangerous. You can be hurt. And so I just want people to tune into their own body and feel into what is right for them. It could be a combination of things. You might like massage and chiropractic. You might like acupuncture and massage. You might like, you know, Reiki and massage. So find that combination that works for you, but be very discerning. And, you know, don't feel embarrassed to ask the healer, how are you feeling today? You know, are you having a good day? Because they're getting ready to work on you and affect your energy field.
The first time I went to a Reiki healer, and he was wonderful, and he came to your home, and he not only performed his work on you, he brought warm chocolate chip cookies. And I just thought, I said, this guy's great.
I love it.
So yeah, he had his own little twist on making people feel as good as possible.
Well, a lot of these healers out there right now are doing work on themselves, and I have to honor them because they are making sure they're staying high vibration. They're staying neutral. They're staying in a place that they can serve their clients. But it's also very stressful. We know as healers, we hear about people who've been raped and molested. And, you know, it's a lot to put on the emotions of a human being to hear this stuff. So it's interesting because I've also have had experiences where one time I had a really good experience with a healer and the next time I didn't. And then you start to beat yourself up. You say, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Because I had this great experience and then I didn't. only to find out later on that they're going through a divorce, or, you know, they're losing their home, or there's something in their life that maybe I took on. So I would encourage all of your listeners to say, is this mine? That is the first thing you want to say. Is this mine?
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. So you mentioned just in regards to things that are happening today that maybe weren't happening before. So in this day and age, what do you think some of the main reasons that people are struggling with disease or illness? Because if I look back 40 years, and we were looking at heredity, you know, what was passed on in our genes. That's what we were thinking before they went through and studied our genome and figured out that there's a whole lot of other things going on here. How much more of this do you believe is environmental? And do you think that that's making it easier for energy to be able to be more successful because it's environmental?
That's a whole lot of questions, Alan.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
So, yes, I think our genes, I think Dr. Verney was his name, talking about the genes expression in epigenetics.
Yes.
So it was a great interview. Thank you for that. Our genes express things based on our environment, just like Bruce Lipton has talked about epigenetics, mm-hmm. about our environment. So if you can stay very positive and stay in a place of love, you're going to keep the genes from turning on for the different ailments and diseases. It's really cool. Stress is the number one killer. How much stress do we have right now that we didn't have 40 years ago? You know, we have more pollution in our environment. We have soils depleted of minerals. So minerals are so important to be replenished in the body. All of our cells operate with potassium, magnesium, calcium, and sodium. So you need that electrolyte blend to help your body. So we need to get away from stress. But how hard is that? We're wearing Fitbits and we're testing our blood pressure and our sleep cycles, and we're creating all this stress on ourselves watching the news. We need to take technology breaks. We need to have nature breaks. And I'm not a meditator. A lot of people say we need to meditate. I can't shut my brain off, but I'm a daydreamer. That makes sense. Daydreaming mm-hmm. is a form of meditation. I will go off into my yard and go see my horse. Every couple hours, I take a break and go play with my horse a little bit, go out in nature. I'm living in the country now. And I just gaze off into the distance, you know, that's a meditation. Yeah. But it's also a muscle you have to develop. And so a lot of people say, you know, definitely meditate every day, but I live my life in gratitude. Every second that I'm not thinking, I'm in gratitude. I'm spending it in love and keeping my vibration high. Do I go to anger sometimes? Of course, I am human. When I was developing the harmonic egg, my parents passed away. Dad passed away from mesothelioma. 11 weeks later, we lost our mom. Mm. I'm in the middle of developing the prototype of the harmonic egg. And I have to also grieve. And I'm angry. I'm angry with my mom. Why would my mom leave just 11 weeks after we lose Dad? Mm. But we have to go on. And I have a better relationship with my mom and my dad in their death as they live inside my heart. I feel like I have a better connection with them. And with the harmonic egg, you find that you do connect to source, to God, to your higher self in a more intimate way. And we're all connected. We're all one. And so I think we can change the trajectory of where we're going on this planet just by each one of us realizing that we are one, and that we need to spend more time in love and gratitude.
Couldn't agree more. And we have a comment coming in, and I think they agree as well. This one reads, I have read so much about individuals who have established the science behind these therapies, and I'm 100% on board with these therapies becoming mainstream. We need to steer the healthcare ship away from pharmaceuticals and into holistic modalities. Your story is very inspiring, and I look forward to reading and sharing your materials and your website with my friends and family. This is from Jonathan in Texas.
Thanks, Jonathan, in Texas. I lived in Dallas for 10 years. It was very nice. Yeah, and we need to be sharing these modalities, not just the harmonic gang, but all these beautiful modalities that are coming out and getting away from the pharmaceuticals that are just numbing us out and making us more angry and blocking the proper functioning of our body healing naturally. We are given this beautiful body. It is the most amazing machine on the planet, and it can heal itself. Yep. It really can.
I couldn't agree more. We have another question that's come in, and we've got about 8 minutes, so I want to try to get these in if I can. This one says, what is ART? I'm told it's muscle testing and the use of certain substances that are placed on or near one's body to determine how the body reacts to it. What is the science behind this? And this is from Katie in Nevada.
Oh my gosh, Katie, I have not heard of ART for a long time. It's something I haven't heard of for a while. But muscle testing is where a practitioner is actually finding the strengths and weaknesses of your body, trying to explain this in a quick way, and tuning into the energy of your body and finding out, are you allergic to something? Are you reactive to something? But we have to be really careful, because I think that a lot of muscle testing is influenced by the knowledge of the practitioner. You have to find somebody that's really good and really experienced and really knows that their stuff. Because if I'll give you the example, one practitioner never heard of the harmonic egg, and he was testing people on the harmonic egg, and he was getting negative. No, 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 no. As soon as he experienced the harmonic egg and realized what it was, then he was getting yes, 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 yes. So we can't be influenced by that. So I do believe that, I can't tell you there's science because I don't know. There's definitely evidence that this works. It has worked for many, many, many people to find the root cause of what's going on in their body. So, but I can't tell you that there's any science on these subtle energies. There's really not a lot of testing you can do on subtle energies right now.
Okay. And as I said, we've only got a little bit of time. One of the things that I love, and you have it in your book, which I think is great, share with us some of the success stories. I had a chance to read some of them, and it raised my spirits just reading how these people have had these incredible changes in their life. And I can feel, just reading it, I can feel how thankful and grateful they are. And so if you can share a couple of those stories, I think there's people out there that are possibly going to have a similar story and feel like, I now find that there's hope. Because I know a lot of people that I talk to with a variety of different issues, you know, there's a lot of negativity and, you know, I don't know, I've tried this and I've tried that and stuff. So I think they need to be reminded that there are incredible success stories.
Nice. Well, two of them come to mind. So I have a center in South Carolina, and she had a woman with rheumatoid arthritis. So if you're not watching the screen, I'll describe that your hands are kind of, gnarly. And so they don't really go together in a prayer pose, but we help each and every client set an intention for their session. So when two or more are gathered, we're holding that intention in space for you. You're holding it for yourself. We're helping you set an intention. And she said after a couple of sessions, the lady could actually put her hands in prayer pose without her fingers being all gnarled up, and just was blown away by that. So that was one story. Another story was a young gentleman who had a stroke, and he's a computer technician, computer programmer. So he needs his hands, but he had lost the feeling and use of his right arm. And so they weren't going to do physical therapy for a while because people take a while to recover from strokes. And he did a few sessions in the egg, and he found that he was wiggling his fingers, and he could put his forefinger to his thumb, his middle finger to his thumb. He couldn't quite reach his baby finger to his thumb just yet. After another session, he was back to work. And these things blow my mind as an engineer, because we're told it takes 6 to 8 weeks for a bone to heal. We're told you can't heal from certain things. But really, I think anything is possible.
Yeah, one of my stories, in fact, you know, I didn't think of it at the time as energy healing because I didn't really know what it was. But in my early 20s, I had broken my arm, and it was a spiral fracture, and I ended up going to someone who also was an electronic engineer, and when somebody told me to go see him, it didn't make sense. It's like, but shouldn't I see a doctor? You know, and I was already in this plastic cast, and I said, no, go see this guy. And he ran energy through, now as I think about it, but through the arm. And then when I went to my orthopedic surgeon, who then did an x-ray, he said, don't tell me what it is. I started to tell him what I did. He says, don't tell me what it is that you did. I don't want to know. I only know that I've never had another human being heal that fast, which is really kind of sad in the sense that they're somehow afraid that if they're told that it's, you know, somehow going to change their licensing, or that somehow it's going to get them in trouble. But anyway, that part's, it's great that it works. It's sad that a regular MD doesn't want to know more about it.
Well, that's just one personality of MD, because there's a lot of MDs that love energy work and they're getting more into it because they feel like this is what their clients are wanting and needing. They're stepping mm-hmm. away from their practice and going out on their own because they can't take insurance with energy work. So yeah. I have DOs, chiropractors, MDs. It's more of a personality. And then I have some chiropractors and naturopathic doctors that won't believe in it. So it's more of a personality and where your field of experience is. And it's lovely to watch all these people changing and shifting. I have a DO who I adore, and he has a write-up in my book, and he is a wonderful energy worker, such a beautiful soul, so neutral, so calm. I can't even imagine that he has ever had a bad day. And I know he has. But it's so, his energy is just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, I'm so excited that you were able to come on. In fact, I look forward to, I'll be finishing the book. I got so into it and stuff, but I couldn't finish it in time for this. But I was so looking forward to this particular interview, because I think there's so much that we have to learn in this area. So I really thank you. And not just for writing a book about it and stuff, but being so dedicated to make this something that, you know, is now your life, you know, to helping other people. That's what I keep telling people this show is about. How can we make a positive difference in the lives of others? And you fit that mold perfectly.
Well, I can't say that it wasn't scary. I can't say that, you know, people who say, oh, you were so brave, you were so courageous. It feels like it was easy. If you look at it from a place of not eating the elephant in one bite, but taking small little bites. Yeah. And I think anybody can do it. You just have to really put things in perspective and take baby steps into doing your dreams and not live in fear and just, I mean, what do you have to lose by trying it?
I couldn't agree more. And so again, for everybody out there, the book is Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. And if you want to get more information on the Harmonic Egg, you can go to harmonicegg.com. If you are driving, don't worry. We'll make sure that that's on the Answers Network site as well. Gail, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. It's so fun spending this time with you, Alan.
Yeah, and it's my pleasure as well. And I look forward to, again, talking to you more. And is there something else that's coming up, like a speaking tour or anything that we can tell people about?
I am so busy supporting over 110 owners now. But I think I'm going to create a podcast because I have so much more to teach. And I'm very blessed to learn and very humbled to teach. So I'm going to probably start a little podcast so I can get more of this information out there. Because if God forbid anything were to happen to me, I don't want anybody to be stuck. I want my whole brain to be downloaded somewhere.
Okay. So when you're ready to launch, let me know or let Jan know, because I'd love to have you come on. You can come on, even if it's, you know, just as the guest co-host, so that we can talk about, we can tell people, you know, you're coming on to be the guest co-host with me. We'll talk about whoever our guest is, but we can also tell them what's going on with you and where they can hear more about your new podcast.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And for everybody out there, be with us next week when we're going to be joined by authors Helen Hadina and Rachel Katz as they share with our audience their new book, The Emotionally Intelligent Child. Now, please visit our archives of past interviews at answers.network or just subscribe to the show through Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook Live, Rumble, Spreaker, and so many others. If you're on a platform and you don't find our show, let them know that you want Answers Network on that platform. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review. It helps us reach more people, and I want you to know we greatly appreciate it. Next time you're on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please remember, stop by our page, check out some of our latest posts, and if you like them, please like us and spread the word. For everybody out there, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers Network.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.